A midfielder rejected by Chelsea becomes one of the most decorated playmakers in Premier League history. That is not a redemption cliché, Ahmed, that is a documented career arc. According to Premier League records, Kevin De Bruyne reached 100 assists faster than any other player in the competition's history, hitting that mark in just 237 games. The BBC reported that in the 2019-20 season, he equaled Thierry Henry's single-season record with 20 assists. That number alone tells you something about how he sees the game before anyone else does. Think of De Bruyne's passing like a chess player who already knows your next three moves. His driven cross is not a hopeful ball. It is a calculated delivery timed to arrive before defenders can reset. He reads half spaces, the pockets between defensive lines, and he commits to the pass early. That early decision is the weapon. By the time a defender reacts, the ball is already through. The PFA confirmed he won their Players' Player of the Year award in consecutive seasons. Now, only Thierry Henry and Cristiano Ronaldo had done that before him. That means his peers, the people trying to stop him every week, voted him the best, twice. By the time Manchester City released him in 2025, he had made 422 appearances, scored 108 goals, and recorded 177 assists, winning 15 major trophies, including the 2023 Champions League. His 2025 move to Napoli, followed by injury and recovery, showed something the stats cannot fully capture. He adapted. Again, that is the pattern across his entire career, not one peak, but repeated reinvention. Remember this, Ahmed. De Bruyne's career is not a story about talent surviving adversity. It is a case study in how vision, timing, and deliberate adaptation across clubs, leagues, and setbacks produce sustained elite performance well into your 30s.